Hello, I'm Benjamin Sulola. I'm so glad to welcome you tonight to the School of Ministry with Benjamin Sulola. Tonight, I would like to share something very, very important, which I believe strongly we help everyone the Lord has called, everyone the Lord has commissioned, everyone the Lord has raised to co-labor with Him in this end time. I like us to understand that we are in a very, very sensitive moment in the body of Christ. This is a time that we don't have to take for granted. God is doing a great thing in a time like this. There is a great work going on for the last harvest, the ingathering of the harvest of souls that the Lord is bringing into His kingdom before our Lord Jesus Christ is going to return back to the earth. And as much as I know that this is a very sensitive time, I also believe that this is our opportunity to live our best life for the Lord. Even though it's going to be sacrificial, but yet the reward is far greater than the sacrifice that we can ever give unto the Lord. So I'd like to congratulate you if you have been called into the service of the Lord. Some few hours back, I was sharing with my wife. I told her, I said, there is no other glorious assignment, no other glorious work that anyone can engage in on this earth like ministry. So to be enabled by the Lord to be counted worthy to be in ministry is not something that we should take for granted. But tonight, I'd like to bring our attention to something very important that is going to enhance our fulfillment, our effectiveness in the assignment the Lord has committed to our hands. Tonight, I'd like to quickly talk about knowing what God want you to do next. This is very important, knowing what God wants you to do next. There are people who are in ministry that are presently confused. They don't understand per time how to discern the will of the Lord. They don't understand per time how to understand what God, what the Holy Spirit, who is the executive in charge of the kingdom of God on the earth in this dispensation, actually want them to do. Now, I'd like us to understand that ministry is not a place where you choose what to do. Ministry is an assignment, is a commitment that God chooses for you. He chooses for you what to do. We are not to devise what to do. We are not to devise, this is what I am to be doing now. Ministry is not what you use your brain to carry out. Ministry is not what you use your brain to engage in. Ministry is what you use your spirit. You make your spirit alive, make your spirit opened to what the Lord is doing. When you check the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ, which is a pattern for effective ministry in our time, you realize that Christ showed us that the reason he was so dear to the heart of the Father, the reason he was able to have such a faithful and commendable ministry from the Father is because he was always sensitive to whatever the Father does. We have never seen him, he said, I do what I see my Father doing. Then Jesus makes us to understand that his ears are always opened. He hears his Father. As his Father commands him, so he will carry out. So you realize that if we are going to have an effective ministry in our generation, if we're going to have the kind of ministry that we produce, the kind of result that the Lord is looking for, the kind of result that the heaven is going to rejoice about, we must not just choose what we want to do. You can't decide how you are going to spend your time. One of the things I usually say to leaders is that once you make a commitment to the Lord, you lose the right over your life, you lose the right over your time, you lose the right over everything about you. You become a bond servant to the Lord. Many of us understand this, but for us to put this in line with the will of the Lord for our lives, we don't understand how we can also lose right over the things that we do, over what to do next in ministry. And before I begin to give you some few things and we round out for tonight, I'd like you to understand that men are also not in the position to let you know or to direct the affairs of God for you in ministry. And please don't get me wrong, many of us can come under an organization, we can come under a church, you can come under a mission that is led by a human authority under the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ. But you have to realize that if you are going to fulfill the ministry that the Lord has given to you, if you are going to know what to do next, you must not just submit to the leadership that gives instruction by their own volition, by their own thinking, by their own feelings, by their own emotions, or probably because of what some other people, what some other ministries are doing. One of the terrible problems we have in our time today in ministry is competition. One of the reasons why it looks as if we don't see the move of the Spirit, we don't see the power of God manifesting, we don't see lives coming into repentance in Christ Jesus, we don't see the conviction that the early apostles recorded in the early church, is because the apostles in the early church did not listen to men, they listened to the Holy Spirit. And those who led other men in their time, they led other men simply as the channel by which the Holy Spirit speaks to people. They were not in the position to apportion work for people based on their feelings, based on their desires, based on what is in vogue or what they think people should be doing. So we must be able to be sensitive enough to discern what the Lord wants us to do next. The Lord is our caller. He's our caller. Jesus is our caller, and we are accountable to him. So we must understand if we are going to carry out the ministry that is going to give glory to him, we must be able to realize that he is the one that determines what to do, where to do it, how long we are going to do it, and to whom we are going to do it. So this is very important. Now, I'd like you to understand this in the book of John chapter 7 and verse 17. John chapter 7 verse 17, Jesus made a very profound statement to those of us who may be willing to know what God wants us to do next. Maybe you are in a state right now, you have been praying, you have been meditating, maybe you have been thinking, Lord, what do you have me do next? What do you have me do next? Just like Paul needed to say to the Lord when Jesus apprehended him, what do you have me to do next? This question is very important in the life of every minister of the Lord. What do you have me to do next? It's important to every pastor. It's important to every evangelist. It's important to every prophet. What do you have me to say next? What are you saying to the people? What do you have me to do next? Where do you want me to be next? This is a very important question. Now, Jesus understands this. Then he said in John 7:17, if any man, I like us to take note of that. Jesus said, if any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine. If any man will do his will. So we need to realize that there is a will of the Lord. There is a will of the Lord. We must not be people of our own will. If any man will do, it's not a matter of if any man may do. Christ is not going to make his will clear to you if he knows that you are only going to have his will as an option, as an alternative. Whether it is going to be convenient, maybe when it speaks to you, when it makes its will known to you, you are going to wait. Should I do it? You are going to look at what you are going to sacrifice. You are going to look at the price you are going to pay. Christ is never going to make you to understand what he wants you to do next if you are going to be giving to alternatives in your walk with him as a minister of the gospel. This is very important. So if any man will do his will, if you will do it, Christ is willing to make his mind known. The Lord is willing to make his counsel known. If you will do it, it's just that he knows our heart, that many a times when we want to know his will, it's not because we are ready to do it. It's because we just want to know whether it's going to be convenient for us or not. Now, I'd like us to understand this. We may not be able to finish this very discussion tonight because of time. But next week, by the grace of God, same time, I'd like you to get positioned with me on this School of Ministry Online as we are dealing with this matter. So many of us, our challenge that makes us not to know per time what the Lord will have us do is because he knows our heart. He knows that you are not ready to do his will. So he said, if any man will, your will must be very strong. The will of the Lord must be stronger than your emotion. The will of the Lord must be more weightier to you. You must value it more than anything. You must not get to a point that the will of the Lord becomes a burden to you. So if any man will do his will, so the will of the Lord begins from a determination, also from you. When the Lord sees a determined vessel who is ready to go all out for him, you are not going to be ignorant of what the Lord wants you to do per time. And please excuse me, sirs and ma'ams, if we are not ignorant of what the Lord wants us to do per time, then nothing is going to stop us from having a fruitful ministry. Now, I'm a living testimony. I can testify to this. Every time I have ever missed it, is the time has always been the time that I've not determined to go all out for the Lord. But every time I ever get it right has always been a time that I've made up my mind that, Lord, whatsoever is going to cost me, I am ready. I don't want to know. I am already settling it ahead of time that whatever you have me do, it's not going to be a matter of what I will. Your grace, God cannot call you to anything he wanted to do next without first preparing the grace for you to accomplish it. So I'd like to stop tonight by making you to understand this very important and this silent aspect of the fulfillment of your mandate in the Lord. If any man will, there is your will and there is the will of the Lord. This things are important. If any man will do his will. So you see two will. If any man will. So I want to ask you tonight, how weak is your will in responding to the will of the Lord? And how strong is your will in responding to the will of the Lord? So when your will is not so strong in responding, in getting ready. Look at what Jesus said while he was in Gethsemane and he prayed. He said, Lord, if it is possible, he said, let this cup pass over me. But he said, not like as I want, but your will be done. So Jesus placed a priority on the will of the Lord. Do you place a priority on the will of the Lord? Do you place a priority on the will of the Lord that you don't mind offending men? You don't mind offending people in as much it is the will of the Lord you want to do? If the will of the Lord becomes a high priority in your life, I want to assure you, Jesus, by the Holy Spirit, will always make clear to you what he wants you to do next. He will order your steps in your ministry. He will order your steps per time. People will not understand how you are making it, how you are getting it right. They won't just know. They will just be seeing your result, your development, your progress in the Lord. And I know many of us desire this. And I ask that tonight, that grace be released. Let me close with this right now because my time is up on this broadcast. So he said, if any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine. So the knowing of the word of the Lord, the knowing of the instruction of the Lord cannot be separated from the will, your readiness to do the will of the Lord. So he said, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself. And maybe from next week, I'll begin to speak more on that. You will know, you'll be able to know whether it be of God. When you are ready, when your heart does not come with an idol, you'll be able to discern whether this instruction, whether what you are perceiving in the realm of the spirit, whether it is of God or not. You won't become deceived. The spirit of deception that is all over people now will not affect you. The spirit of deception that is all around, that is making ministers of the gospel to go after the lot of Balaam, will not affect you. You'll be able to discern. You'll be able to know, this is what the Lord wants me to do. You'll be able to know this is the Lord. Tonight, this is where I want to stop. I'd like you to respond to the Lord tonight after this broadcast. The Lord, make your will to be so strong in my heart. Let my desire for your will, let my hunger to carry out your will, even before knowing it, let it be so strong in my heart that there is nothing that can stand between me and your will in my life. And I pray the Lord bless you. I would like you to please join me this time again by 10 p.m. next week. I will be speaking again. I will continue on knowing what God wants you to do next. And by the time we're going to be done with this series, I know the Lord will have added more value to to your ministry. I pray in any way you are believing the Holy Spirit to have clarity of what to do next, of the next phase of your life, of your assignment. You will not see confusion. You will not enter into confusion. May the Lord give you clarity. May the Lord cause all to be well with you. And of course, you can visit my platform on benjaminsulola.com. You will see some other materials there. You can launch to the devotionals for leaders, and there you can listen and download some other messages. You can read some other articles there that will bless your spirit. Until next week, I commend you unto the grace of the Lord. I'd like you to please share this message with all the ministers, all the young ministers, mature ministers who may have to respond to what the Lord is saying to us by His Spirit in this present time. Thank you for taking your time to listen. God bless you. I want to wish you